Real people. Real opinions. Real talk radio. The multi-award-winning Niall Boylan Show. Classic hits.
By the way, if you have been watching Dancing with the Stars, this is, of course, the Irish one, you would have noticed that Mrs. Brown's Boy star Eilish O'Carroll failed to make it through to next Saturday's Dancing with the Stars after her samba with her partner, Ryan McShane. And she joins me on the line. Eilish.
Hello, Ryan. How are you?
I'm fine.
Oh, Niall, I should say.
That's all right. You call me Ryan anytime you want to call me Ryan.
Yep.
Eilish, are you disappointed?
Well, of course I'm disappointed. I think anybody would be. But, you know, it's a dancing competition and...
But you were good. I thought you were good.
I thought it was brilliant.
Yeah, of course you did.
But, no, it really is. Sorry to see it end, because I was having an absolute ball. I was really, really enjoying it. And made a lot of friends, as you can imagine. And just, you know, I'm going to miss them, although I will see them again, obviously. But I'm going to miss the buzz.
Yeah. I mean, but it must be hard work, Eilish. I mean, how often did you have to practice, by the way?
Well, yeah, I mean, you know, you had to commit to 12 hours a week,
right,
at least, minimum.
Do see them, by the way. Did you do it around the green room here, beside the green room the point?
Yes, it is. Yeah. I mean they rehearse there near the Liffey Trust.
That's right,
and
yeah.
Then, no, but I used to
go just see them as I'm driving past.
Yeah, I used to go to Long Mile Road
right
there, and then a couple of times, obviously. But I prefer to, like, rehearse every day, so it was kind of 3 to 4 hours a day, which was, you know, for me, manageable, and I enjoyed it. I preferred that to try, you know, and fit in 6 hours in a day. I don't think I could have done that.
And how did you get on with Ryan, by the way? Did he put you to your paces?
Like yourself, he's a reputation for being a bit of a bad boy, right?
Right.
But actually, you know, he's a gentleman. He's a really, really lovely guy.
Yeah,
he's very focused and he's very dedicated to his craft. So, yeah.
Yeah,
you know,
there was obviously no romance. Let's clear that up immediately.
No,
because
sorry,
they're always dancing
no
with stars. They always
have
a romance.
Yeah.
But, of course, I mean, you did the samba the other night. Was that your favourite dance, the samba? Or did you prefer a waltz or something?
You know, it's hard to have a favourite so early into the competition, to be honest with you. I mean, the tango I found hard. The samba I found hard. But I enjoyed both dances. I love dancing. And I felt, you know, I liken it to, you know, passing your driving test, okay? You pass your driving test, but it don't make you a driver, okay?
Yeah, yeah.
So you kind of, you do, you know, you learn the tango very quickly and you learn the samba very quickly, but it doesn't make you an expert in either of those dances.
No.
So, you know,
But you did get 12 points off the judges. I mean, they seem to like it. It was just, obviously, with the combination of the public vote,
combination of the public vote as well. And I think, you know, I mean, they seemed pretty harsh last night with their voting, but at the same time,
can I ask you a question?
And they do say, you know, well, you know, it's all down to the public vote, but that can influence the public as well. You know what I mean?
Yeah, because can I ask you a question? Honestly, Eilish.
Well, they're the experts here. You know what I mean?
Do you think there was a bit of ageism?
Well, you see, you know, I don't want to come across and say and use that as an excuse.
But
I think there was a little bit of that there.
I think there might have been, all right.
Would you agree?
I think there might have been a bit of ageism, because you were certainly better than some of the other ones. Let's be clear about that.
Yeah, yeah.
I think you were anyway.
You know, thank you. But I mean, you know, I by no means did a perfect performance, and I'm aware of that. And I, you know, you go out and you do your best, and you're hoping your best is actually going to be good enough. And I just, you know, last night, one of us was going. We all knew that. So you can imagine the atmosphere and the tension. Even those who went out and did a wonderful dance felt, you know, the stress of that.
So you're going to miss it now, aren't you? Because you're going to miss it, because you probably had set aside a few weeks.
Oh, of course I have.
You know what I mean?
You know, I'm really going to miss it. And I was getting into the routine of going out and rehearsing every day.
Yeah.
I've never felt so fit.
who's the youngest contestant? Holly Carpenter?
No, the youngest is Demi.
Oh, Demi, of course.
Yeah, she's the youngest.
Right, okay.
And so you had the two extremes there. You had the very older contestant and the very young contestant. That was the youngest.
Yeah.
So this year they've had the youngest contestant they've ever had and the oldest contestant they've ever had.
And if I had a tenner to put on one of them to win,
yes,
who'd you think, Eilish?
Do you know something? You know, as the weeks go on, a lot of them are going to improve. You know, the confidence builds up.
You're not putting your money on anyone in particular, no?
I couldn't. I think it's any man's race, you know.
Right.
I think if it's down to a dancing competition, I think Cleona and Johnny are at this moment in time, at this stage, would be, you know, where my money would go. Say, for instance, the final was next week, I'd be going, it's definitely going to be Johnny or Cleona. But watching the others develop, even in the very short space of time, I think it could be any person.
Well, see, they're both actors, Cleona and Johnny, of course.
Yes.
So they would be used to playing the part.
Well, they're used to actually performing in front of people.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Yeah,
yeah, yeah. And
are you, Eilish, by the way.
Yeah, but I mean, they're a completely different fitness level to me as well.
But you wouldn't get stage struck at all, because I mean, you're up on stage as well, particularly when you were over in Australia and places like that.
Yeah.
With Brendan, you'd have been up on stage with thousands of people watching.
Yeah, but
you.
Listen, Niall, if I'd have been allowed to go out there and me rollers and me hairnet, I probably would have done a better job.
Oh yeah. Oh yeah. Oh sorry.
Because when you're a character, it's very easy to actually hide behind the character.
I'm just remembering Cleona is the singer. Which she was actually on our breakfast show here a while ago, yodeling in the studio.
Oh, she's amazing, isn't
she? Yeah, you want to hear her yodeling? She's amazing.
Listen, you want to hear her singing? She's fantastic. And she's a lovely, lovely person.
Right. But like these shows where I suppose you become the subject of public opinion, right?
And that's it.
Yeah, would you go on to like I'm a Celebrity or something like that?
I think that would be a stretch too far for me.
Would it? Because it kind of invades your private life a little bit, doesn't
maggots,
it?
You know what I mean? That would be just a stretch too far.
You wouldn't like to eat maggots and
really
goat's bums. But it does invade your private life a little bit, because I suppose, now obviously you didn't get too far into it, but
no.
As we get closer to the finals, you know, there's going to be a lot of stories in the press, because the press are always looking for little bits and pieces, aren't they?
Well, they're always looking for little bits. This is the thing, you know, and you know, and I don't think they're going to find it. I really don't think they're going to find
there's
it.
There's no
anybody.
Scandal this year.
I don't think so. I don't think we've had a scandal any year, to be honest with you. And I think the press over here are much more compassionate, I think, than the press in the UK. I think the UK really want, you know, and they even create it, you know. And you know yourself, you can be misquoted in an article or an interview, and you say, well, I didn't actually say it like that. You've no control once you have the conversation with them.
Yeah, I mean, I know in 2017, wasn't Huey the focus of attention with his fake tan?
Yes. You know, and that was a bit unfortunate, because
I
thought, you know, it's nothing to do with his dancing, guys.
No, I know, but the fake tan was a bit OTT.
The fake tan he just went a little step too far, right?
He did, God bless him.
And it wasn't, you know, and he may have done it, you know, because he wanted to be funny, but the reaction from the public was, no, don't like that.
Yeah, absolutely.
Right? You know, because their perception might have been, oh, no, you've only done that for more attention.
Right, okay.
You know, so, you know, the public can be influenced by the tiniest little thing to change their mind. They can, you know, go for a performer because they like the music.
So what's next, Eilish? What's next for you? I mean, obviously it's back to Mrs. Brown's.
We're to Glasgow in a few weeks' time doing All Around to Mrs. Brown. And then we start a live tour with the new play, Mrs. Brown, the musical.
I did see the ad for that, all right. What's that about?
I've no idea.
Are you going to be singing?
I haven't seen a script yet.
So we've had you acting, dancing, and then we're going to have you singing as well.
Exactly. And now it's Mrs. Brown, the musical. So I am really looking forward to that. I haven't seen a script. Don't know what it's about, but I know, you know, that's been the same with every play he's written. You know, you turn up on the day and you're given a script.
And you find out what you're doing.
And you find out what you're doing and what's happening and what the structure is and so on and so forth. And to date, he hasn't failed us, you know.
Right. Well, he hasn't failed at all, actually, to be fair. It's probably been one of the biggest Irish successes when it comes to acting and, I suppose, our ability to transfer abroad, particularly
absolutely.
In Australia. I mean, it's huge, Mrs. Brown, in Australia.
Listen,
what is with the Australians?
I don't know.
They just love us.
In Australia, I think, you know, when we went on our first tour there, it was like we were rock stars. I was just blown away. I thought we arrived at one airport, I can't remember which it was, and there was a brass band as we came out, and I thought there was somebody coming behind us, and it wasn't, it was for us, you know, so I thought,
And filling, I mean, filling huge auditoriums with like 7,000 and 10,000, 20,000 people.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? It's incredible.
Absolutely incredible.
I mean, we expect that here in Ireland because, of course, you're well known here in Ireland. Brendan's well known in Ireland. Yes. But you wouldn't expect it, like, you know, in Australia.
No, no. And I mean, bearing in mind, Australians are purely a TV audience until we took the show out there live.
And do they get the Irish humour?
They totally get it.
Because, Mrs. Brown's would be very Irish mammy humour.
Absolutely. And very non-PC. Mrs. Brown herself can be very non-PC.
Yeah, so they get it.
She gets away with it because she's an owl one. And we all have an owl one, don't we? We all know an owl one who says the wrong thing at the wrong time. And we all go, ah, Jesus, that's me, ma.
I get them on the air here all
absolutely
the time.
Got the wrong end of the stick going, ma, you're not supposed to say it like that these days, you know. There's something about the Australians, and they actually really get that. They really kind of, because I think in many instances, they're a bit non-PC themselves.
They are.
And a bit male chauvinistic as well. So I think, you know, they've some catching up to do.
Yeah, absolutely. So there's the remedy for success, folks, okay? Be male chauvinist and non-PC and you'll make it big in this world.
Now, that's right up your street now.
Absolutely, yeah. Well, listen, Eilish, commiserations are not getting any further,
but I'm sure
we'll be seeing you somewhere along the line very, very shortly.
Oh, again. I hope so. Listen, thanks for having me on.
All right, thanks, Eilish. Good day to you. All right.
Take care. Bye-bye.
There you go. Eilish O'Carroll, better known as Winnie, of course, for Mrs. Brown's.
Real people, real opinions, real talk radio. The multi-award-winning Niall Boylan Show. Classic hits.